This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Co-host Dr. Angel Falzoni, and we have a new series tonight, and I am excited about it. Are you?
I am very excited about it as well.
Yes. All right. There we go. Thank you, Pete, for all that huge audience right here in the studio.
Tons and tons.
I'm telling you, lots of people listen to the Go Yard on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 on the TAM Talk Radio Network, of course.
And they do. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Why? Because we have life experience and life challenging issues to talk about, and it's a life coaching show, isn't it?
It sure is. It's helping our listeners live that go yard life, that hitting those home runs and living the best that they can possibly live.
Yes. What was the original idea behind this show? You just kind of said it, but you want to spell it out for our audience, and because we're almost 4 years September, so 3.5 years right now into it.
So original idea was really, you know, when we sat down talking, how can we come up with a show and a platform that is practical, is helpful, and can help people live to their potential, to live with their purpose, their passion, just to live the best they can live.
Exactly. And that's what we try to do here week after week with our series. And actually, the guy who named the show was my son, Ryan, who is the announcer you hear on the show at the beginning every week and on the ad that came on prior to this. That's my oldest son, Ryan, and it was his idea, Go Yard, because that's a common phrase for hitting a home run, and I love baseball, and you love baseball.
Yes.
And so he just kind of tapped into that and said, let's call it Go Yard, and that's what we did. So here we are, and we enjoy doing it. We're live in the studio. If you want to call in during the show to ask a question or to make a comment, we welcome you to do that, 727-441-3000, or you can always text my phone right here directly to my phone, 24/7, 365, and the text number is 727.
I was going to go ahead and help you out.
884171.
And of course, 1-866-826-1340 if you're listening online, tantalknetwork.com, tantalk1340.com. And of course, if you got one of those handy dandy smartphones, make sure you download the TuneIn Radio app.
Yes.
For the TAM Talk Radio Network to hear this show along with all the fine shows.
On this radio station. And live 106.1
That's
FM
right.
And 104.3.
Exactly.
FM.
Yes.
So five stations were actually on, 3 AMs and 2 FMs, and that's amazing.
It is amazing.
It really is. Also, our shows can be heard every Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon Eastern on starcomradionetwork.com if you missed the show. All right, I think we got all that stuff in, right?
Housekeeping has been taken care of so eloquently, by the way.
But you know what? We also want to invite people, if anybody wants to sponsor an ad on this show, that would be great. Contact me by just going to our website, or no, you can do that too, goyard2014.org, but really the easiest way is to send me an email, comes to my phone, also goyard2014@gmail.com, and ask about the rates and all that. We're going to be doing a few different special events around town soon. We've got one coming up a week from Saturday, we're going to put a booth up in Tampa at the Tampa Pride, and that's going to be cool. And we just like to get out there in the community. We look for opportunities to talk to people about our show. You actually talk about our show a lot with your real job, your real job being counseling and the head of many counselors and oversee a bunch of foster programs and that kind of stuff. And you're always kind of instructing your counselors to listen, aren't you?
Oh, they do a lot
of
them listen.
Or no, just suggesting in a loving way.
I encourage.
You encourage. That's the word I'm looking for. And, you know, this whole topic, we finished a series last week. It was only two weeks of Finding Your Voice. If you missed that, you can go to the podcast here at tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcast, go to Go Yard, and you can catch up with those shows you missed. And, you know, it's fun, I think, to have these series. We like to do them more than one show because we like to really develop a concept. Do you want to amplify on that? Well, amplify on developing.
I am going to amplify. Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
You know, a lot of the times when we're talking about a concept, it's not something that you can just talk about in 1 hour. There's a lot to it, and it can affect people in a lot of different ways. And so we really don't want to just hit a surface. We want to get down in deep, and that's why we end up doing a lot of series so that we can take our topic all the way.
Like we did recently did one on divorce a few mm-hmm. weeks back, and that was 3 or 4 weeks. We've done them on parenting.
Out of control teens.
Out of control teens. We did that one earlier in the year, and there's just things like this that we really like to develop those concepts. So you can go to our website, which is goyard2014.org. It's an ORG. And the shows are there by title, which will help you know what series you're listening to, right?
Absolutely.
Tonight, the new series is, drum roll.
Brrr.
Yes. Yeah, wait a minute. Oh, I guess we're going to really have a drum roll.
Oh, are we? Are we going to get a drum roll?
Are you going to find one, Pete? Well, I don't know if he can because he's so busy eating pizza, so we'll see. Busted. No, that's all right. No drum roll. Yeah, here we go.
Inner confidence. Our show tonight.
Inner confidence. Pete has confidence that he would find the drum roll app in there.
And he did.
And he did. All right. So, inner confidence. Why would we be doing a series on this, Dr. Angel?
You know, I really wholeheartedly believe this is something that almost everyone struggles with at some point in their life and in some area of their life.
Right. Yeah. And because we are not all just born self-confident and assertive and ready to tackle the world, are we?
No. We're not born that way. Not at all.
And so a lot of times life happens to us in different ways and different times of our life, and we find that maybe we have very little inner confidence.
True. I mean, a lot of times, you know, life does happen and things people say to us or experiences we have kind of challenge our ability to have confidence.
Right. Absolutely. What's the definition? What is it? What is inner confidence? I mean, you know, some people can walk kind of confidently, assertively, carry themselves a certain way. Doesn't necessarily mean they have inner confidence, does it? If they walk in a kind of an assertive way or conduct their body in a kind of an assertive way.
Well, and assertiveness and confidence doesn't equate. They're not equal. So you don't have, they don't have to come hand in hand. There are,
right.
So I don't want to misconstrue that.
Okay.
But inner confidence, really, I want to start with a quote from E.E. Cummings because to me, I think this sums it up well. Once we believe in ourselves, we can risk curiosity, wonder, spontaneous delight, or any experience that reveals the human spirit.
Explain that to us.
So we will within the definition. So inner confidence, first of all, has to do with trust. It's having full trust.
Right.
It's having a feeling of self-assurance that comes from our own appreciation of who we are, what our own abilities and qualities. And it's a feeling or consciousness of we can rely on our powers or our strengths to get us through circumstances.
Okay, so we're not necessarily saying it's prideful.
No.
And it's we just said it's not assertive necessarily.
No.
We are, is it arrogance?
Not at all.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that point later on. But this is more of a confidence, right? I mean, it's just knowing that you're okay, right?
It's a trust in yourself.
Trust in yourself.
It really boils down to a trust in ourselves. And when we don't have that trust in ourselves, we aren't usually going out and trying something new. We aren't finding new, maybe trying to go to school or do great things or start a new job or start a business, because if we don't have that trust in ourselves, then we don't usually wander out too far.
So we're not really talking about spiritual concepts like trusting in God here. We're not talking about that. This is about our persona, who we are and who we have become at this point in life, and how we can enhance that, who we are, and, you know, maybe accomplish more or be happier in what we do accomplish, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's really, it's a root issue of really being able to live that go yard life, because if I can't trust in my abilities,
okay,
well, how am I growing? How am I developing and thriving?
But what about the person listening right now who says, but you don't know, I'm a mess up. I always mess things up in my life. I always make the wrong decisions. I always get involved with the wrong people. I always spend money in inappropriate ways. I always, you know, this kind of stuff. What do you say to that person who feels like that they don't ever make things good, you know, that they mess up their own lives? They self-sabotage. That's a word I'm looking for.
I hear it a lot. And actually, I think you might have like a little recording device, because exactly what you said, I've heard so many times in the counseling room. One of the things I like to say, first of all, always nevers. Nobody always does anything. We're human. We are not that absolute.
Okay, that's good.
So we look for those exceptions. When anytime I hear these absolute words like I never or I always, we're not perfect. So there is no absolute with humanness. And so there's always going to be exceptions to things. And then we start looking at, instead of focusing on where you feel like your mistakes are or what you're not doing well, where are your gifts? Where your talents?
So looking for those things.
So we're looking in a different direction.
So the person that does find themselves using the word always, I always mess things up, I always get involved with the wrong people, I always make big financial mistakes, or the person that says, I never have any good friends in my life, I never have joy, you would say, stop saying those words, always and never?
I always challenge always and never, because no
You
human.
Always challenge?
I always challenge.
Always and never, but you always challenge them?
I said that intentionally.
I know
I
you
challenge
did.
It because
that just
humans
doesn't make
are
much
not
sense.
Absolute. We don't do
We're
anything
not absolute.
Absolutely.
Explain absolute to our listeners.
Always means it happens 100%
of the time.
Never means it's 0% of the time. And there are very rarely can anything be 100% and 0% in human nature.
That's exactly right. So when a person's sitting there in the counseling room with you, Dr. Angel, and they say, I always mess my life up, I always do this, how do you respond?
Well, we respond going through how we don't do things 100% or 0%. And so we start looking for some exceptions.
Okay.
Was there a time where you did have it right? Was it even a little piece of getting something right?
Okay.
And then we might tear it up a little bit. Okay, so what happens? So like if you're telling me, I always mess up my relationships, which I hear a lot. So then we start looking, okay, well, what's happened in your relationships? You know, how did you find the person? What qualities are you looking for? Maybe we just need to help tweak something so that you can find a little bit more success.
Well, maybe people look in all the wrong places sometimes for relationships, right?
Yes, I hear so many interesting stories of where people are meeting people these days.
Online, a lot of times.
Oh, yes, online. Just random weird places, and they don't even know who they're talking to some of the times. They're not sure of the qualities that they're looking for in someone. And so when we're not sure, and that's really being unsure is kind of like the lack of confidence, we kind of meander out there.
Exactly. And I think we need to throw in a word of caution right here, because online dating has become extremely popular, and we don't know who is behind the screen on the other end of that communication, right? And even though a lot of these websites are popular, and I know people who have met wonderful people that way.
Absolutely.
But I also know of people who have been scammed, who've been hurt, who've been lied to, who meet somebody and they don't even look like their picture, or they look like the picture was taken like 40 years ago. And it's like a shock. Like, are you the person I thought I was communicating with? You know what I mean? Do you want to address that in any way, Doctor?
Well, you know, we can address it because you're right. Online dating has really become a popular platform. I think part of it, what makes it popular, is it widens our global access to people. So we're not just stuck to kind of dating people in our neck of the woods, which for some people might be a smaller neck of the woods, depending on where they live. But also it gives you an opportunity to be whoever you want. Because they're not involved.
That's the danger here.
That's the danger. Because that whatever you want, everybody has that opportunity. So you can be whoever you want or not be whoever you want. And so there's so much pretense and falsity and
don't you think there's a lot of outright lying? I'm going to call it for what it is.
And
because a lot of times people present themselves as being wealthy or whatever, and you know, in order to attract someone, and
they do. It's funny because my dad's recently divorced and he has decided to try this online dating, and so he'll send me random pictures once in a while of women, and I'm like, he's like, oh, what do you think of her? You know, she's like, you know, 56. And I'm like, Dad, she looks like she's like 21. That is not a 56-year-old woman. You are not talking. And come to find out, he's talking to like somebody overseas. And like, it gets
that's
wild.
That's my point. That's my point.
You don't know who's on the other end. I'm like, how about just go to church and find a nice woman, Dad?
There you go. Don't you think a lot of times that it's because people lack inner confidence?
They do.
That they resort to something like an online dating platform to find somebody, hoping, I guess, that people are telling them the truth. I don't know.
Well, you know, they do. They buy it. And you're right. When we lack that confidence, it's easy to sit behind a computer screen. People can't see you. They don't really know who you are. And it's easy to kind of have fake confidence in that online dating. Whereas in person, they may not be willing to go up to that person and start a conversation on the computer. It's much easier
You're
not feeling super confident. And you're right. I think a lot of people resort to that because it doesn't take the same confidence.
And so this series is about helping our listeners learn how to develop inner confidence if you don't feel like you have it. And a lot of people feel like they don't have it. Let's just acknowledge that.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I think it's very common. Okay.
And, you know, and people who do seem to have it may feel like it's really lacking in an important area of their life. So, like, some people may say, you know, I have a lot of confidence when it comes to my career.
Okay.
And then when it comes to, like, personal relationships, they don't have that confidence level. And so I can see some people have it very compartmentalized.
Right. Okay. So what's the difference between confidence, self-confidence, and self-esteem?
Well, that's interesting because the concepts are kind of married together, but they're separate. So self-esteem really boils down to, do I believe I'm valuable to someone else?
Okay.
Self-esteem is rooted in our value and how we believe other people value us.
Okay.
Confidence is rooted in, do I trust my abilities and qualities? So if I don't think you value me, then I'm going to be less likely to trust in me because I don't have value. So how can I trust in my qualities and skills?
Okay.
So they kind of go hand in hand. So individuals who struggle with confidence typically also struggle with
self-esteem. Okay. All right. And the either one can be rooted in difficulties in childhood or growing up when maybe things didn't go well for you as a child or a teenager or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of these can be very deeply rooted in an individual, things that happen, you know, early on in their life. It can be a series of things that have happened that kind of culminated. I've even watched people in adulthood who went into adulthood with a fairly healthy self-esteem, a fairly healthy confidence level, and then, like, the world dropped. Maybe they had a great career and their company laid everyone off and now they're unemployed and their whole confidence and self-esteem was built in to what they did.
Right.
And now they just don't have it.
Don't you think that is a common self-confidence buster?
Yes.
For people, especially back a few years back in the crash, you know, mm-hmm. the big recession, the Great Recession. And there are a lot of people that lost career jobs and their retirement and all kinds of things in the crash. And I'm sure that affected self-esteem, self-confidence.
It did, but here's where I'm going to put the challenge in. Remember, confidence is I'm trusting my ability. It should not be based on an external circumstance, my career, my marriage. Those things are outward. That's not inward. Confidence is about inside of me. So okay. when things outside of me change, if I trust my abilities, then I can trust my ability
to come out of it
wherever I go. When we put that confidence in something else, it's not true confidence.
But don't things like that, like big traumas, mm-hmm. okay, let's say, like the crash, like losing a career job, not being able to find one again. I've known people that have changed careers during those 4, 5, 8 years, whatever it was that we went through, that horrible time affected me too in real estate very much. And don't you know people that have just lost the confidence in themselves in that area because they didn't feel like they were going to be able to earn a living in that particular field, whatever it was?
Oh, that's definitely something very common. I mean, I see it a lot. You know, and going to our career market, it's not the same as it was, you know, 30, 40 years ago where someone got a job and stayed with that company until
not
they retired.
All.
Now people are staying with companies, you know, 5, 10 years, moving, that company closes or they have downsizes or something happens and they move on, maybe completely changing the line of work.
Change the line of work. Yeah.
They say people will retrain 3 to 4 times during their working careers in today's culture.
And I think my grandfather went to work in a wire company in Marion, Indiana when he was around 20 because the bakery the family owned went out of business. My great-grandfather died. And so he went to work in a wire company, and he worked there his entire life and retired at 65, 68, something like that. That was all he knew from that point on in his life. And that was not uncommon back then.
Even my own father. I mean, he got a job at GE when I was born, and he retired
from GE.
From GE.
But things are not that way now, are they?
No, they are not.
And with technology changing so many of the future jobs, the coal industry, the steel workers, all that kind of thing, we are in a time of change. So that really makes this topic more important, in my opinion. Do you want to amplify on that?
And I want to, you know, I do agree with you completely and wholeheartedly, and, you know, show our listeners the difference between being confident in my ability is different than being confident in my job. Our inner confidence comes from within us. So when we're putting it on this company,
right.
That's not inner confidence. That's company confidence.
Oh, there
and
you
so
go.
So we
want
to
like
retrain that to
that
inner
sense.
Confidence because it gives us resiliency. If I can trust my abilities and something bad happens, the crash happens. Okay, well, I have skills. I have abilities. What can I do to get through this?
Right.
Instead of being a victim of those outside circumstances.
Exactly.
Does it mean you'll be able to pick up tomorrow and rebuild? No, but it's a step and it's a process and you believe that you could rebuild.
Right. And it's that inner strength to actually try
and
do something different. Wow, this is really important. We're going to talk about why is this inner confidence so important here in just a minute. Pete, let's go to break, and we'll come right back and start this new topic in just a moment. Glad you're listening to Go Yard tonight.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right. Great songs. Thank you, Pete. That commercial that was done by my son right there about my real estate business. Anybody out there interested in buying or selling a home? Yes, call me. And my number was right there on that ad, 727-417-0707. And, you know, I've been doing this 27 years, real estate. But I have had those low times, especially during the crash. I've had some times since the crash where things have been really slow here and there. And it's a matter of just plugging on, doing the things you know to do, you know, not giving up and saying, oh, well, I'm never going to be able to make a dime again. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Do you want to address this?
Well, you're defining confidence.
Yeah.
And that resilience that comes when we have inner confidence.
Right.
Because we cannot control what happens around us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have control over that, you know, real estate market. We don't have control over the lending interest rates or,
right,
you
exactly.
know, company growth and natural disasters. Like, all these things are things that can impact all kinds of areas of our life. I have no control over that. But what I can control is what I develop in myself, how I trust in my values, I trust in my abilities, and can trust to help me get through that.
You mentioned interest rates, and you're so right about that. When I got into real estate in 92, interest rates were more like 12-13%, and still people bought homes.
Wow.
So, I mean, and even right before that, it had gone way up to like 18% in some cases. I mean, the market was totally weird, you know, and we are always, my point is this, no matter what field of work that you're in, there's always going to be things that happen, right? There's going to
yes.
be dips. There's going to be changes. And if your self-confidence or your inner confidence is tied to the interest rate, for instance, that's going to be a problem.
It is, because that's going to change.
Right.
You know, so inner confidence has a stability, and it helps to keep us stable. It's a grounding. It's a rooting for us.
Right.
And it should be growing as we learn new things and we develop new skills. And while we're living, we should always be learning things, learning maybe not how not to do certain things or how to do different things or newer ways or quicker ways of doing some of the things we used to do. We should always be learning and growing as
Absolutely.
We're alive.
Absolutely. My oldest son, Ryan, that does our announcing there, he is always challenging himself to read books constantly to improve where he is as the head of sales in this company and all that. And he's all the time reading new things and coming up with new concepts and ways to make his job better or challenge the people that work for him. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people get stuck in ruts, Dr. Angel, and mm-hmm. they lose their confidence because they don't ever try anything different.
They don't try anything new.
Yeah.
They don't even expose themselves a lot of time mm-hmm. to anything new. I can't tell you the number of people I talk to who will say, you know, I've picked up this book on such and such, and they'll read the first chapter and
yes,
never get through.
Yes.
How many people finish it from cover to cover?
Right, right.
And, you know, that's an important thing to do because that exposes us to some great ideas. Just a new way of thinking about something that maybe we hadn't thought about before. That improves our confidence because it's kind of expanding our skill set.
I think when we don't do those kinds of things, we can get very complacent in our, let's say, our professional job, whatever that might be, or even in our marriage or raising our children or interacting with our friends. We can always improve, is my point, don't you think? And as we reach out to learn more ways that we can do better at whatever it is we're talking about, we develop more confidence, don't you think?
Absolutely we are, and that's how it grows and develops. So it's a lifelong development, our confidence is. And when we stop growing, we really start dying.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is if you're like, oh, well, this is my skill set and I don't want to add to it. And some people, they just don't like change. They don't want a new idea. They're just very black and white. The problem is there's going to be somebody who is open to those new ideas.
Exactly.
And they're going to pass you up. And they might be taking that wonderful job you have today because they were willing to expand their knowledge, their skill set, their confidence.
And, you know, that's what this go-yard life that we talk about all the time is. And it's expansion. It's when a guy gets up to the plate, and but most of those hitters don't want to just bunt unless they're being told by the coach to bunt. But, I mean, they want to reach for the fences. They want to hit a home run, right?
Absolutely.
They want to do that. And I think that is what inner confidence is about, reaching for the fences, doing above and beyond what it takes, giving excellent service in whatever area that you work in, right?
That's really it in a nutshell. And, you know, it's not that they expect every time I go up to bat, I'm going to hit that home run. They're not. And they know that. But they know I have the ability
to hit that home run. Individuals who lack inner confidence sometimes say things like this. You wrote down a few of these on the paper and you handed them to me, and I want you to talk about those because I think they will help our audience understand. They may not feel that this topic relates to them until they hear one of these things that you just wrote down.
So. Absolutely. Okay, I hear these are all things I've heard in the counseling room numerous times. I have never had confidence. I was born this way.
People really believe that.
They really believe that. So what I like to tell them is there's no confidence DNA. We can't, you know, give you the confidence pill.
Okay.
You're not born confident or not confident. That is, it has nothing to do with who we are.
Why do people think that?
Genetically.
Why do people think that?
Most of the time, I think the reason people are thinking that is because maybe they come from a family of individuals who are all just not confident, so they just must feel like they inherited genetically because nobody around them had that confidence.
Or maybe if nobody in their family ever went to school or whatever, went to college or whatever, they feel like they're destined for...
That's just who I am. I'm just destined for mediocrity or whatever it is.
Mediocrity.
Yeah, there's a lot of people... I know. I can't imagine...
That's not fun.
...believing that...
But you've heard this a lot in counseling, that people sometimes adopt that.
They do.
As their life story.
They absolutely do, and they will utilize this as kind of their excuse to not be confident or not even work on developing confidence. If I'm born this way, well, then it's out of my control.
It's out of my control.
There's nothing I can do about it. And so I have to, of course, challenge that because... It's you're not born with or without confidence. Confidence comes from our experiences, but not just our experiences. It comes from the way we interpret our experiences.
And I think it has a lot to do with the way you are raised also. When people put you down as a child, as a young adult, or as a teenager, that affects your confidence a lot.
It can, but it doesn't always.
It doesn't have to, I know.
True.
Some people, it makes them, I'm going to college regardless if you tell me I'm dumb or stupid and that I could never get a degree. And then they go to college and they're a big success. I've heard those stories, haven't you?
Many times. And so that's why I say it's not just the experience, it's the interpretation of the experience. It's how we decide to write that experience inside of us. So if I hear, you know, you're dumb, you're stupid your whole life, I might write that on, oh, they're right, they're the adult, they know more, I am, and believe that and lower my confidence. Or I might write that on as, oh, I don't trust this person's thoughts and I can do this because I've done this. Or then they've written it on their... They've interpreted it differently, and it'll impact them differently.
Exactly. And really, this goes back to a lot of times a parent will even say things in front of that teenager, let's say, oh, she's shy. She's really shy. She don't even ask her to play. She's not going to play. She's not going to go out there and play. Just don't, you know, she's not going to, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So they're kind of... projecting traits of lack of confidence onto their kids because maybe that parent is shy or maybe that parent has some social anxiety or doesn't like group activities. And so they kind of just don't want, assume their kids aren't going to like it too and don't really expose them to it or make excuses for them not to be a part of
it. Or maybe they're afraid of it, whatever it is. And so they think the child should be afraid of that too. Last week we talked about skydiving. I don't want to go back to that, but I mean, just simply trying sports in school. A lot of parents don't want their kid to get injured or don't want their kid to be rejected and not be accepted on the best team or whatever, so they don't encourage that kind of participation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see that all the time. A lot of times people are parenting out of their fears when they were a kid and kind of projecting that onto their kids as well. And it has definitely writes on people's hearts and helps mold them into
who they
are.
It writes on their hearts. That's an interesting phrase you just used, because I have seen this for years in people that have had a parent or two say, oh, well, you know, remember your dad was injured playing football and you look at him now, or remember, you know, you really shouldn't be trying that. That's too hard for you. And
I kind of heard that a little bit.
Did you?
From when my dad was alive, I heard that from him. He was right. I will say that.
In what way?
Well, he got hurt. He also said that I was going to get hurt when I played football. So,
right.
It was definitely one of those things where I wish I would have had a little bit more encouragement from him.
Did you try to play football?
I absolutely did. I tried to play football. I tried to play baseball, but I ended up hurting myself. So my dad was actually right in the long run about saying that. But you got to be careful because, you know, kids sometimes are just looking for confidence. They're just
Exactly.
But right. I tell you right now, my dad was always there. He was always there for my baseball games. Even if I was terrible, he was there. And football, he was there too, so.
But aren't you glad that you tried it? That's
absolutely
our point.
Yes, I am definitely.
Don't you feel better about yourself today,
yes,
Pete?
Yes.
Because you tried those things and you didn't let your dad's fear or whatever it was.
But everybody else's fear. It wasn't just my dad. It was
right.
Other people. You know, you're too small to play this. You can't listen to this. You got to be motivated by it.
Right.
And I think now if I would have had the mindset that I have now, which I did back then, but it wasn't. You still have that fear in the back of your mind. So,
right.
If you have that fear to get hurt and you're going to play football, it's not going to work out for you.
Right.
If you have fear to get hurt in baseball, it's not going to work out for you. It's got to be
That's
a
right.
fun thing. You've got to be focused. It's almost like when I was in Marine Corps boot camp, they said, well, anybody can get angry. Well, you can get angry, but can you focus? Can you take that anger and
oh, good point.
And have it be focused energy? And
right.
if you can't, then basically it's just wild.
Right.
So basically you're not going to do anything with it. But if you can focus on that anger and you can focus on being strong and having
oh,
that
good.
Focus, then you're good to go.
That is really
that
good.
That is really good.
And you're a Marine, huh?
I will say I went through 20 weeks of boot camp. I could not qualify with the M16 rifle 32 times. I tried 32 times.
Wow.
With a broken ankle. They wanted to send me home on a medical discharge. I went through 20 weeks in
wow.
boot camp. Couldn't be a Marine.
Aww.
Wasn't
wow.
God's way. That wasn't God's plan.
Okay.
So,
but at least
but
you tried.
The
That's it.
To try.
Yes.
And you can say I was a Marine in a boot camp there for
well,
a while.
Well, don't tell them that because when I went in for my separation, they said, "Don't you ever mistaking yourself for a Marine." You know, I just wasn't even thinking about it because at the end of the day, you're exactly right. When you go through that, it's not just physical. Because a lot of people, you know, life is not always about physical. You can outpower somebody. You can outstrong somebody.
That's right.
But if somebody can use their head and they
right.
can, you know, figure out something, because it's
right.
all a mental game. If you can
yes.
figure that out, then you're really, you know, you're in the right direction. You're going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Absolutely. And actually, you bring up such a great point because, you know, it's not just not all physical. It's not just all educational or skilled either. I've watched people who really had kind of great skills and talents
yep.
never pursue those and get their dream. They had great dreams, but they didn't have the confidence. And then I've seen people come in with just mediocre skills and talents, but a ton of confidence. And
it happens in sports every day, every minute,
it?
Every hour. You have this prospect. He has the key word potential, which is the most
right.
overly used word
yes.
in sports and in life.
It
he
is.
Has everything. And then there's this kid that comes out of nowhere, and because he wants it more than everybody else, he gets it. You know
I
who
agree.
I'm talking about?
I agree.
Michael
yes.
Jordan.
Michael
Jordan,
Jordan
got
yes.
cut from his high school
yes.
basketball
Michael
team.
Is a great example.
And what happened? He
exactly.
turned into the greatest player. Why? It wasn't because he was necessarily gifted with God-given talent. He had the talent. He just worked at it and worked,
it worked
at it and worked at it. And it's repetition.
And it's desire.
Keeping, right. And it's keeping that mental focus. No matter what happens, no matter what obstacle gets in your way, you find a way to get over that obstacle.
Exactly. I so agree. And if the U.S. Marine Corps is listening right now, Pete did not become a Marine.
No, I did not become a Marine, but you know what? I feel like I'm a Marine because
in
I'm disciplined.
Heart.
That's right.
There
you
go.
I have the focus and I'm able to handle a situation that's stressful.
Oh, wow.
Because,
awesome.
Look, you can run 3.5 miles on a broken ankle. You can if you put your mind to it.
Wow.
But can
wow.
you get up in a stressful situation? Can you hand-to-hand fight with somebody? Can you do this? Can you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning,
wow.
have everything going, 6 minutes to eat, 5 minutes are gone? Can you do that type of stuff? Can you be put in those stressful situations?
Wow.
If you
wow.
can, then most likely you can be a Marine. And on top of it, once you accomplish that,
yeah.
once you get through that, you can accomplish anything.
That's right.
There you go.
Honestly.
Like, do you know what? I always love it, and I know Dr. Angel does too, when you join us on the show.
I try to bring something to it.
But you know what? You really did bring something powerful today.
Good.
So
yes.
thank you, Pete.
Yeah, and then like I said, you're listening to this radio show right now. It's not always about the biggest person. It's not always about the most powerful. It's about the person that can use their brain and can think and have that mental stability to keep that focus. Always keep that focus.
People will try
to take that focus away from you.
Yes.
You've got to jerk it back. You have to think about why you're doing what you're doing. Why do I do this radio show? Because I love it. You know why I love it? You can hear it in my voice because this is what I like to do.
Yes, me too.
And no matter what anybody says, you're not going out, you're not hanging out with me, you're not thinking about life, you're not living life. Yes, I am. This is what I love to do.
Yes.
As a guy right back here, we got a new producer named Vaughn.
Yeah, I know. He's going to learn all that.
He better learn. I'm going to teach him.
There you go.
We're going to teach him.
But you're exactly right. And it's about developing passion for things. You know, you and I have often talked about how much we love doing this show. We love doing our Sunday show, and it's part of us. And when I first approached you 3.5 years about being my co-host, you said,
"Oh my goodness,
that scares me."
I know.
That's what she said, Pete. She was scared.
We were all there, honestly.
Yes.
When I first came on radio, I mean, I'll give you a story. When I first came here, they threw me into the fire. I was hosting this Buddy Verdi show, and I had no idea. I thought I was just running the bar. No, you're on air. You have to carry him because he doesn't. He's not. You know, he needs somebody to talk to him. Okay, well, you can accomplish that. You can accomplish this. Okay, I want to host my own radio show. All right, you want to host your own radio show? Well, guess what? You don't have a board op. You have to be your own board op. So basically, you have to figure out playing music, playing commercials, and answering the phone, and also hosting a radio show with no dead air, with a co-host that basically is as green as the grass, you know, trying to cover a radio show. But you know what? Figured it out. First couple shows, not so good. Get better at it. Keep on doing
it. Just keep on doing it.
Repetition.
That's what it is. Repetition.
Repetition.
All right. Thank you, Pete. You're wonderful.
Yep.
And really, individuals who lack this inner confidence, they say things like, "Well, I could never do that,"
or I'm
too scared. I couldn't talk in public like that, you know.
They absolutely do say things like that. They also say things like, "I used to have confidence, and then life happened, or this person stole my confidence, or this event stole my confidence.
Yeah, right.
You know, I hear that a lot. And then, of course, we talked about this earlier. I'm challenging them. Confidence isn't based on other people. Our confidence is not, unless you're a child, a lot of children's confidence is based on seeing their parents believe in them. But once we're an adult, our confidence should be internal and based on our own beliefs. And so we challenge that not even really being true confidence that you had.
Yeah.
But I hear that one a lot. Or I hear, "I'm confident in most situations except XYZ, except meeting new people, except public speaking." And, you know, okay, so you do have confidence. We have something to build on. When you hear the word kind of "but" in a sentence, you know, it's the excuse button.
Right, it's coming. Yeah, it's coming.
And it means, "Oh, I'm confident, but I don't want to have to do that." And a lot of times people feel it's not a lack of confidence. What I find in that area when they say public speaking or meeting new people or whatever, it's that it's not comfortable for them. And I think people have this false belief that if I'm confident, that it should be comfortable. And not everything.
Just like Pete said, with learning to be on the radio and do shows. And look where you are now. You know, after 3.5, after only a few weeks, you were like in a good place. And you got to the point you just loved it. Right. You've told me that many times.
So being uncomfortable does not mean you do not have confidence. And if you do have confidence, doesn't mean you're not going to be uncomfortable. Things are going to make us uncomfortable. But do I have the skills and ability to get through that, you know, uncomfort? Can I stretch myself?
Yeah.
That's what we're really looking at. And the biggest one I think I see that is a huge sign of lack of confidence is those overly apologetic people. I'm sorry.
Oh, I messed that up. Oh, I'm so sorry. I messed that up.
I mean, they'll be sorry if it's raining out. I'm sorry it's raining out. It's just, I'm telling you the truth. I hear it so many times that, like, oh my gosh.
What do you say to those kind of clients, you know?
Well, that is absolutely, you have no self-esteem and confidence. You are taking responsibility for
the rain. Yeah. Right.
But there are people that are just continually apologetic, and that's a lack of confidence and a lack of self-esteem. Yeah. We do need to apologize when there's a genuine apology needed.
Right.
But, yeah.
And how about the people that say, well, I don't want to show confidence too much because I don't want to appear arrogant.
Oh, that is a
big one. I told you
one.
We'd come back to that.
We
so
did.
Let's talk about that, please.
That's actually a big one. To me, it's a big excuse because arrogance has nothing to do with confidence. A confident person is not arrogant. Arrogant is having a lack of confidence. When I don't believe in my skills and my ability, then I got to convince everyone else to believe in my skills and ability. So now I'm going to kind of get in your face. I'm going to be more aggressive. I'm going to be, you know, big headed. I'm
going to
be arrogant, right?
Bullies are usually not really self-confident at all.
Absolutely.
They are inner childs, you know, but you know what I mean.
Same thing with arrogance. People who have this arrogance about them, it's not confidence. That's false confidence. It's them trying to convince other people so they can convince themselves that
exactly.
they're great.
Exactly, right.
But when you're confident, I know who I am. I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. And I don't have anybody to convince of that. So you walk in a grace of confidence,
mm-hmm.
not an arrogance of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It totally does. And it's really something that a lot of people use as an excuse.
Big excuse.
I don't want to appear confident because I don't want to appear arrogant. Right. And you're saying that's just the opposite. Arrogant people really are very unconfident, not confident at all.
Yeah, they lack confidence
they
completely.
They lack
self-esteem. And they are spending all their time being the loud one, the boisterous one, the in-your-face one, the big-headed one, to convince everybody.
Oh, we all know
these people, right?
Address that. Yes. I have known so many people through the years that it's one thing to be the life of the party and be fun and be, you know, have a nice joke at the right time, perfect time. It's another thing to laugh too loud in a theater, laugh too loud in church. Your amens are way too over the top.
Yes.
You know, people that are trying to get attention.
They are. And what it is that they feel like they're lacking in something. So they're overcompensating. So the person that has to give a loud amen may feel like they're really just not a good Christian or a good religious person. So I got to scream it out there so people believe that I'm this.
And, I've been a pastor for a long time, many, many, many years. And I have seen people in congregations that I've pastored be so over the top that actually they were annoying and obnoxious.
Oh, yes. Arrogance can be that.
And not because they were confident, really just the opposite, what you're saying. But they were the ones that laughed the loudest or, caused a scene in a theater by saying things, boisterous things out. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do. And I think all of our listeners do because
we all know those people in our world
that we just want to avoid when we see them because they're obnoxious. They're loud. They're in your face. They're trying to prove they're the best all the time. They're trying to step on others to bring themselves up.
That's it.
Confident people don't have to put anyone down.
No.
I know who I am. And you can be great, and I can be great.
Right.
It's not a competition.
Right.
And so that's the difference. But a lot of times people will want to shy away from confidence because they don't want to be that arrogant person. But arrogance isn't confidence.
So what we're talking about is developing true confidence,
yes.
inner confidence, not a boisterous, arrogant, over-the-top, too loud type of thing. Interpret that as confidence because that really isn't.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. In fact, true confidence, there's a maturity to it.
Yeah.
And it's very stable. When you have that confidence, you're not always feeling these high highs and low lows. Because
right.
that means my confidence in something else that's always changing.
Exactly.
But when I know that who I am and who I'm not, then I can trust in that ability of myself, which
mm-hmm.
means I know who I'm not just as much as I know who I am. I know I am not technology friendly. So when I have a technology task, I know that that's not in my skill set and I need to ask for help.
I'm the same way when it comes to that. You know, I do what I have to do on the computer for real estate and for work, but it's not something I enjoy. And I don't go play games on. I just don't want to spend time on my phone, my tablet, my computer. It's not enjoyable to me. I'd rather read a book. I'm here with you. Not on my computer, by the way. With paper, mm-hmm. you know, a book that I can put a bookmark in, you know, at the beach, you know, that kind of book. Not trying to read, you know, And you know, a lot of times, I guess what I'm saying, Dr. Angel, is a lot of times in our fast technologically moving society, people seem more with it, smarter, more whatever, successful if they do, if they're a tech geek, you know? If you're not a tech geek out there, that doesn't mean you don't have inner confidence.
Not at all. And it doesn't mean that your skill set's not valuable. It just means that's an area I need help with. And right. I know that. But I do know where I have strengths. And then I know where I can help others that don't have that strength.
Exactly.
So, you know, but when you're confident, you can ask for help. People who
that's
lack confidence
true,
don't ever
that's
want to ask for
point.
Help, do they? Because they don't want people to know.
They don't want people to know that they don't know.
Right. So they are the ones that, like, make up the resume. I've seen this so many times. They, like, make up the resume, making us think they have this whole skill set. They get the job, and they can't do it. They don't have it. That's
lacking
confidence.
And you would think that would come back and bite them in the...
Sure yeah. does. It does. It does. But that's that lacking confidence.
Right.
Because it is a maturity to know who I am and who I'm not.
It is maturity.
And so there is really a lot more. And, you know, next we're going to really be focusing on... How do we get it?
Right.
How do we keep it? How do we
why
grow
is it,
it?
Important?
How do
we
develop
we never
it?
Got to why is it important. We kind of did.
All the
but
way.
But we kind of really need to go back over that next week. You don't want to miss this series because it's going to be a big help for you and for other people in your life. And so we encourage you to tune in again next week with us right here on Go Yard. As always, we want you to send in your questions. And we are going to do a question and answer show soon. I've been saying that. We've got tons of questions. It's just a matter of doing a show on the your questions and answers.
But with so many great show ideas just come at us.
I know.
At once.
Recently, we've just been brainstorming, and they just been hitting us like hard of these things we want to accomplish. So, but we'd love to hear your suggestions for shows, and we'd also like to hear your suggestions as you send us questions, and we will discuss on the air soon. And so it's always a joy to be with you week after week. And don't forget, on Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon Eastern, you can listen to this very show again on www.starcomradionetwork.com. That network has us in several cities, well, like 60 or 65 cities across the United States and in several countries. So you can feel free to catch that. And what's your parting words today, Doctor? I mean, just sum up this whole show, which has been wonderful. And we thank you again, Pete, for really joining us today. That was excellent. Not planned. These are all sporadic, you know, not sporadic, spur of the moment. That's
there
the word I'm
go.
Trying
Spontaneous.
To say. Spontaneous. Spontaneous. That's the word I'm looking for. Go ahead, Doctor.
Well, and going to sum this up as quickly. Having inner confidence is having that trust in yourself and having that trust in your abilities, appreciating who you are and what you can do and your qualities. So I'm going to close out with the E.E. Cummings quote one more time.
Please do.
Once we believe in ourselves, we can risk curiosity, wonder, spontaneous delight, or any experience that reveals the human spirit.
Wow. That takes a while to digest that. I'm going to ask you to read it one more time. Somebody may be wanting to write it down. Say it one more time. E.E. Cummings.
Once we believe in ourselves, once we have confidence in ourselves, we can risk curiosity, wonder, spontaneous delight, or any experience that reveals the human spirit, which means we can be true.
We can be true to ourselves. Wow, I can't wait for part two. I can't wait to hear what we're going to say.
I can't either.
I know. We never know, do we? Hey, join us again next week right here at this time. Go Yard right now. Next week at 6:06 p.m. on this radio station, TanTalkNetwork.com. And I am Mama Mac, and you are who?
Dr. Angel.
Oh, yeah. And you're Pete.
Yes, I am. I'm Peter Blake.
You certainly are.
Host of the Sports Web.
That's right. And listen to Pete's show. So tell them what time.
3 to 6, the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area from 3 to 6. It's the Sports Web, the evolution of sports talk radio. We give you our walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do on Saturday afternoon on the Tan Talk Sports
Absolutely.
Network.
It's a great show. Listen,
thank you. Appreciate
and
it.
We'll see you next week.
Good
God
night.
Bless.